Dad, and welcome to the Family Man Show. Thanks for spending another half hour of your busy day with me. I appreciate it. The whole point of this time is not to waste your time, but to remind you about what really, really matters. Because, you know, in the midst of things, we forget what really, really matters. I know, we're right here in the throes of Christmas and the season, and I'll tell you, I love this season. If you've listened to me for very long, you know that I bleed red and green. I have tinsel in my veins. But somehow, you know, all those nice, fuzzy, warm memories that you have as a kid, you know, sitting around watching Charlie Brown's Christmas and bringing out the ornaments, decorating the tree, and it just seems so light and fun then. It doesn't seem as light or fun now. It's not that I don't enjoy it, but maybe it's all the responsibility or the number of kids or whatever it is growing older. It's kind of lost some of its glamour and tinsel for me, even though yesterday I did a little Christmas shopping. Drove a little ways to get to the nearest mall. I can't say anything because my wife might hear this. And picked up some things for her. And that's always kind of fun, you know, kind of gets the old motor humming, makes you feel good. Because there's a principle, I think, in there that, you know, where your treasure is, where you spend your treasure, there will your heart be also. So that's kind of fun to do that. Picked up some good things over at a certain store that I can't even mention because she might listen. I don't think she will. But and I have some things here right behind me. Got to wrap those. I'm still working on a little project for my son Isaac. You know, when he saw the movie Dolphin Tales, or Dolphin Tale, about the dolphin that lost its tail in a rope, and it fell off. And well, when he saw the movie, he just thought that was awesome. In fact, he has gone to their website, SeaWinter, I think, SeaWinter.com, where you can see the little camera or that, you know, hangs around in his little nearest tank, and you can see him bobbing up and down in the water. And then later on, we went to Clearwater, Florida, and we saw Winter, the dolphin. Well, he just thought the necklace that the boy who finds Winter and, you know, nurses him back to health, he had a little necklace made out of a bone that looked like a, it was carved to look like a dolphin, Winter, without a tail. And so they saw it at the gift shop, but they were out of order, or not out of order, they were out of product. And so we've been looking for it and have still yet to find one. And so I decided I'm just going to make my own. So I went yesterday to the local taxidermist, stopped by his shop, and picked up a antler for really, really cheap, which is amazing how cheap they are. I'm thinking about going back and getting some of those. But I'm going to get my little Dremel tool and see if I can whittle out a little dolphin shape. And I'm lucky because he doesn't have a tail, so it should be a little bit easier. That's all the projects I'm making this year. In the past, I've made, you know, family heirlooms that they never even play with anymore. I made a sled that rotted to pieces after a dozen years. But I've got part of it nailed out to my memory tree. That's a different story. So I'm not making any projects. I was thinking about, and I still might. My kids, you know, every night we go to bed and my kids all say four fingers. So I was thinking about maybe seeing if I could get maybe one of those things that you can cast your handprint, you know, cast your whole hand in there. And I was going to hold up four fingers and give it to them. Or maybe I'll just cut out maybe a thing out of wood and mount it on another piece of wood. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'm not there yet. But I still got some time. Not a lot of time. I mean, we're down to like a week and a half until Christmas. And but what I thought we'd talk about maybe during this time is what our wives want for Christmas. You know, again, I don't think it can be bought at CVS or Walgreens the night before. In fact, maybe it can't even be bought at all. And I started this little project thinking I was going to be oh so clever and oh so this is going to be fun, but it's not. It's turned out to be a little painful because last week I write an article every week for a homeschooling e-newsletter that goes out to lots of women, 40,000 women. And so I was writing what I thought was just a innocent little email of what husbands really want. You know, and I didn't talk about, you know, fish ties or, you know, real gifts, but things that they wanted from their wives. And I usually have my wife proofread it before it goes out. And so my wife read it and she thought I was aiming it at her, saying, this is what I'd really like from you, which, of course, I'd like from my wife, but I didn't think I was aiming at her. And so I decided that this week's Family Man Weekly, that you probably already got, would be, you know, what our wives want from their husbands. And I thought I would, I asked her, first of all, I said, hey, would you write that, you know, since I did it last week, maybe you could write it. She said, I don't have time, you know, I just feel stressed by all the things in the holiday. And so I said, okay, I'll do it. And so I wrote it from her perspective, and I started out that way anyway. And then I let her glance at it because I thought she might want to add or change it. And she, like, totally rewrote it. And the things that I'm reading now feel a little painful because they seem to be pointing at me, not to the general man out on the street, to you, which I was hoping it would be pointed more towards you, not to me. So I thought maybe we'd talk about some of these things. Which reminds me, don't forget to remind me at the end to make a little comment about our Family Man calendar, because it's still not too late to order those, but hopefully I won't forget if you'll remind me. Anyway, so here's my wife started writing these things. And what I started out by doing was going to our website, because on our website we have about a year ago I asked ladies to write, or it was around Valentine's Day, you know, what you would feel, you know, what this, like, during Valentine's Day or Christmas, what would make you feel really loved, you know, as a gift. And what I got was about 90 comments. And, you know, I thought, oh, I'll just kind of boil those down into certain things, you know, into categories. And so let me just read a couple of them. We'll talk about a few of them. This is from Sherry. She says, you know, my wonderful, hardworking man is the king of non-romantic, really. So my most amazing gift is when he takes the time, verbally or written, to say why he loves me. Appreciation goes a long way. You know, so I thought, yeah, that's one of them. I know my wife likes that. You know, I'm kind of a romantic guy, so I'll do the little note cards and all those things. But some wives, maybe your wife, would like you just to take a little bit of time to tell her that you appreciate her, that you love her. Maybe that's, you know, in a card for Christmas. You know, you write it all out. Not just, you can go and buy one, but don't just, you know, at the end say, Merry Christmas, Bob. Write out all the things that say why you appreciate her and love her. Be specific, because my wife, like your wife, like this wife, Sherry, wants to know the real reason. Here's Carrie. Carrie wrote, you know, my husband is a truck driver on the third shift. He said she would like to make time to sit and pray together, hand in hand, quietly. Or she added, to surprise me by making dinner and then cleaning up, or do some major chores of the day, to express verbally or written, here it is again, his heartfelt feelings for me, to take me out hiking on a nice day. You know, she says, to enjoy my personal interests, even if they're not his. Again, your wife wants you to do that, to make time, to carve out that time, to sit and pray together. Again, my wife, I think she would drop over dead if I said, hey, honey, let's sit and pray together. You know, we used to do that, but maybe in the busyness of life, we forgot that. Now, you know, we'll get to my list here in a little bit, which is a lot more painful to me. Another Kathy says, you know, she would really love a sincere note telling me how much he appreciates me. There it goes again. You know, he said that he's in Haiti working right now. And even an email or a phone call that says, I'm thinking about you, would be very beautiful, she said. Here's another one. My husband is sweet. This is just from a mom. My husband is sweet to always ask me what I want for Christmas, but I would love if he would surprise me. She says, I appreciate him asking, but it can take the specialness out of it if I'm the one choosing and scheduling everything. If he would pick a restaurant, line up a babysitter on his own, take me out, or pick out a gift, it would never be forgotten. You know, I think, again, that's just part of it. You know, our wives don't want us just to fill out their list, even though some wives might give you a list. They really want you to take the time to think about it, which conveys a lot. That says, you know, you're so special that I'm going to go out of my way and go to some effort to do that. Allison says, in the morning before he would leave for work. The other day he asked me for some hugs and kisses, not just going through the habit of a peck before he leaves or an actual snuggle. Mind he's heading out the door, so I wouldn't want it to be because he wanted it to lead to something else. He just wanted to hold me. It felt warm, fuzzy. I felt warm fuzzies all day long over that little request. I kind of jumbled that when I read it, but what she was saying is she would like some physical affection without it leading to some physical affection, if you know what I mean. And of course you know what I mean, because, you know, we guys, we think just a little is good, but a lot is better, you know. And but our wives don't always feel that way. In fact, I know my wife would like it if we would just snuggle up on the couch, that I would look her in the eye and talk and listen, and that's all. That would be a great Christmas gift for some wife out there, for your wife out there. Let's see, this lady, mom, says, I don't want jewelry, flowers, I don't want chocolates, a card at dinner, you know, that'd be perfect. What I don't want to hear is this: well, I just didn't have the time to do anything else. I'm just so busy that it makes it hard to do anything. Really, she says, tell me about it. She says, really, tell me about it. If it was important, you would find the time and not complain about it. And then she goes, yeah, not that I have any experiences or hurt feelings in this area. I'm just saying. She has had experiences in that. A lot of moms have. You know, we dads say, well, you know, I really didn't have time. I mean, I felt that way a little bit, not for my wife, for my children. You know, it comes around my birthday and I make a big deal about it. And I say, oh, you got your gift picked out. And then one of my kids will say, ah, Dad, I didn't have time. And I'm like, why? You knew it was coming 365 days in the year. You don't even have a job. You don't even do anything. Our wives sometimes feel the same way. You know, we find plenty of time to do that little Google internet research on the koala bear or some other bit of trivia from some guy who was in a movie 25 years ago. But then when it comes down to making her feel important, we just can't seem to find the time. And by the way, I've been there. Don't you be there, okay? So I'm still giving you lots of time. So get out there and find something for your wife to make her feel important. Here's Karen says, I would love for him to plan a surprise for me. He does make me feel cherished in many ways, but that is something he has never done in our 26 years of marriage. And then, you know, she's nice about it. But you know, maybe you surprise your wife, this Christmas. Maybe it's a little gift certificate that you're going to take her somewhere. You do all the planning. Again, out of the ordinary. I've read lots of these, and lots of these ladies say, you know, I just want something out of the ordinary. Not the same old thing, you know, the easy thing, but something where you had to do some thinking. Here's what Marcy says. Forget the diamonds. Forget the flowers. There are only two things I would love for my husband to do for me this Christmas. One, scrub the bathrooms. I mean, really scrub them. And two, hold my hand in public. That's it. Well, Marcy, we can do that. We men can do that. Hold our wife's hand in public. We used to do it all the time. But, you know, again, maybe because we're surrounded by children or we're in a hurry, all you have to do is make the effort, Dad. You go, you know, you determine the next time you're out, you grab your wife's hand and you hold on to it. You're going to be at church. Grab your wife's hand during the service or while you're walking. For one, that not only doesn't only feel good, but it says to everyone who's looking on, hey, I've got the best. Look at this. We got something good going. And I think our wives want to for other people to think we've got something good going. And then scrub the bathrooms. She means really scrub them. And I think what she really means is, you know, one of those jobs she hates doing that never gets done. She'd like you to say, hey, honey, what can I do to help you? Oh, you want the bathroom scrub? I'll scrub them. I mean, really do a good job. Not just do an average job, but, you know, to do a really, really good job. Okay, there are some others I'm kind of going. Here's maybe along with the one I just read. She said, eating out is great. Cards and flowers are good. But what I would really love is for a few of those things, she puts it in parentheses, things that never get done to actually get done. Last couple of pieces of trim on those cabinets he built. Clean up the carport. Finish that project in the office. That would show me that he is listening and cares enough to push through and get it done just for me. Okay, this is a big one. This is my wife probably wrote this one down too. This might be my wife. Maybe she wrote it as Bonnie. You know, because I like the eating out. I like the cards and flowers and whatever. But sometimes, you know, I don't finish projects because, to me, they look finished. You know, if you do a whole room and you got that last little piece of trim, basically it's done, right? Nope, that's not what your wife sees. She sees it as basically it's not done. And so sometimes I'll crank off those little projects, and I know my wife really appreciates it. But maybe that would be a little gift card or something that you make up that says, I will finish the whatever, fill in the blank, by New Year's Day, or I will hang up that, you know, by whatever. And what she said, and I think it's interesting, because I would just think she would have written and said, you know, because if he gets it done, it just bugs me. But she didn't say that. She said, that would show me that he is listening, and he cares enough to push through and get it done just for me. You know, I think our wives know, my wife knows that I don't always, you know, get things done. I get them done if they're important to me, again. Or maybe it does convey that I'm not listening to her very carefully, because she talks about those things to get them done, like my wife just said today in my little list, and I'm not going there yet. But she said something about, you know, I wish he would put the garbage bag, the three garbage bags that are sitting out, you know, throw them in the trash can as opposed to waiting 3 or 4 days to throw them in the trash. Well, that's the way I am. I'm like, I kind of think, well, I'll get it next time through or the next time through. Yeah, we still have a couple more days till garbage day. But I should know that that bothers her. And when she makes those comments, I should be listening to them and do it just for her. Okay, let me see if I can find another one. I'm kind of reading down through these at the same time because, you know, we put so much effort into this. I don't even know how you say this name. Sinea? I would love for my husband to involve my children in some way to do something for me. Maybe cook a nice dinner together, clean up while I relax, make handmade truffles for me, or a card with their scribbles and handprints. Well, Sinea, with a name like Sinea, I guess you like truffles. I don't even know what a truffle is, but, you know, maybe I have an idea what a truffle is, but I didn't know you made them. But I think what she would like, and what our wives would, again, to go to the effort to involve our kids to do something for mom. You know, Chrissy said, I would love it if he would get together with the children and make me a homemade gift. No chocolates, overly expensive roses, or fancy dinner. Just a nice homemade gift. Scrapbook page, photo calendar, placemats with handprints. Again, not every wife would like that. She wrote, that would melt my heart. Oh, and maybe cleaning the kitchen, she added. You know, maybe your wife's a romantic. Maybe she doesn't want just that, you know, the jewelry or whatever, the chocolates. She would like you to do a scrapbook page, you know, with the kids, or a photo calendar. It's still not too late. You can go to Shutterfly and do that, or placemats with handprints on them. I've got something here on my desk that I'm thinking about giving my parents. It's a, you know, old ceramic tiles off their bathroom that were green and ugly and were there forever. We just tore them off, you know, and I'm thinking about giving them back to them as coasters. Maybe you could do something like that for your wife. Let's see. Let's go down here. Here's a hard one. It says, Linda said, I want my husband to know that I exist. I want him to notice what I do. I want a husband. She didn't say her husband. That's a little scary. I want a husband who cares. She said, if you do that, no Christmas is needed. You know, that's a harsh statement. I want my husband to notice that I exist. You know, I was talking to a lady in our town, and I was just asked her, you know, I was standing there in line and she was waiting on me. And I said something like, where'd you go to high school? And she told me locally, and she went there with her husband. And I said, oh, really? What kind of person were you in high school? And I said, what kind of person would your husband say you were in high school? And she said, she said, my husband wouldn't even notice what I am. And, you know, she said it with a laugh, but it was sad to me, because we as husbands should notice. We should know that our wives not just exist, but that they're fulfilling vital roles. Maybe again at Christmas, this is a perfect time to write, honey, thank you so much for doing the laundry. I just take it for granted that it's clean and that it shows up back in my drawer like magic, all folded. Or, honey, thanks for doing the bookkeeping. Or thanks for, you know, teaching my children. Or thanks for taking our kids to school. Or thanks for whatever those, you know, because those are important things. And she wants to know that, not that those are important, but that she's important because she's doing them. This is not just a wrapped up kind of present from Shelley. Shelley said, I'd like for once for my husband to remember that he has a wife at home and not to stay later than he needs at his job, to make me feel more important than work for a change. Again, that's a little harsh, but, you know, our wives feel a little harsh. And I got to stop here because I'm going to run out of time before I get to mine, which would be fine with me. There's another one later on that I read that the wife just said, you know, I want to know that I'm more important than work. All the effort he puts into work, you know, getting there and getting his projects done, I want him to put that into me. Again, for Shelley and maybe for you, Dad, maybe your wife would just like you to, you know, take off the time between Christmas and New Year's or come home early or be involved in the family Christmas things because our wives need us to do that. Okay. Enough of those easy ones. I'm going to the ones where my wife is talking about me, and I know she's saying these. She's not even like pretending these don't have to be with me. So here's what my wife wants for Christmas from me, and she even wrote it. She says, understanding. The holiday seasons add a ton of extra work for me, and especially mental weight. So be understanding, empathetic, and a good listener. If I don't fa-la-la-la-la my way through the month like you do, my to-do list is a mile long and yours is empty. You know, I've heard this from other ones and it's true. You know, I'm the Mr. Fun guy. I'm the one who thinks, oh, this is so much fun. But all those fun things that I say, like, oh, we ought to go and do this. My wife, it just puts another to-do thing on her to-do list. And so my wife needs me to be understanding, maybe to take those things. In fact, we were sitting on the couch just last night and she goes, you know, sometimes I look at Christmas and I don't even like it. Because it means so much work. You know, I'm guilty because I made her feel that way. I need to be understanding why she's not all fun and giddy and wearing a little Santa Claus hat around, you know, or all romantic and wearing some other Santa Claus outfit around me. I need to be understanding of that. And I need to make my list. Or make her take some of her list upon myself. In fact, we were laying in bed one morning, and I could just tell her mind was a million miles away, and I was kind of fun and frolicky, and I said, "What are you thinking about?" She goes, "Oh, I just have so much to do. I've got a huge list in my head." And she goes, "What are you thinking about?" And I'm like, "Nothing," you know, because I wasn't thinking about anything. Same thing I think about every morning. Okay, here's another one. Ow, this one hurts too. Lead our family with vision. Not just through the Christmas season, but year-round. Put as much effort into leading us, shaping us, discipling us, and helping us reach family goals as you put into your job, or more. Think about what character issues need strengthening and come up with a plan. You know, I'm one of those dads who sees the glass all the way full, and so I just think we're doing great. You know, I think, hey, we are discipling, we are, you know, challenging, we are being... But my wife doesn't see it that way. She sees it as I'm just haphazard, and... You know what this means? Like a total change of who I am. But that's what husbands do when they live with their wives in understanding ways. Here's another one. Follow through. Don't just have good intentions about doing these things, but actually follow through and do them. Make them your highest priority. We're depending on you. I think that's kind of tied into the last one. You know, I talk about, oh yeah, we should have family, whatever. You know, not just family devotions. We should make sure we're doing it every single day. We should have a family vision statement. You know, and then we talk about them, and then we forget them, and then our wives go, hey, whatever happened to that family vision statement? Oh yeah, I'm going to do that. And they just nod their heads like, yeah, right. So that one feels really good right now. It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy. How about another one? Look for ways to help out, especially at Christmas, without being asked. If you see, here's my trash bag. If you see three bags of trash needing to be taken out, take them out sooner than later. If folded laundry is sitting in a hamper waiting to be carried up, carry it up for me. Ow! These are just too painful. I shouldn't be sharing these. In fact, you should be writing me and telling me, Todd, are you taking up the dirty clothes? Now, I try. I do. And my wife would say, all right. But I do. But you know, sometimes I don't do them as often as I should. I'm not very consistent in it. And sometimes you could do it, you know, and she may not say, oh, thank you for taking the laundry up. In fact, they don't even see that. But what they do see is when we don't. And again, they don't take it as, oh, Todd's a bum, he never takes laundry up, or that he didn't care, that's not who he is. They see it as, he doesn't care about me enough to take up the laundry. Well, I think those were the three painful ones that she wrote. But it leaves me a lot to think about for Christmas time, because it's not about some cute little outfit or some jewelry that I bought, but about making our family a priority, about listening and thinking and wanting to meet the needs of my wife, making her, putting her needs above my needs. You know, even if that means adjusting my schedule, adjusting who I am for her. And that's a sacrificial love. That's an incredible kind of love. And in fact, that's the kind of love I want my children to have. And the only way they're going to learn that is if I model it. And thankfully, we have a God who modeled it for us, who adjusts, who gave up everything for me and for you. So we need to do the same. Okay, all that to say that we still have a few days left until Christmas. There's still some work to be done. Don't get caught watching the paint dry, man. You get on the stick and you think about something tangible, like you know, the little trinket that can make your wife feel loved. And then think about some of the things we just talked about. Maybe that would be getting that project done that you've been wanting to. Or maybe that's listening to your wife. Or maybe that's coming home early. Or maybe that's taking the trash bags out. Or maybe that's all those 100 other things we just mentioned. Take care of it, because you're the dad, remember? Okay, you're the husband. Okay, little commercial. We still have some things. You can still buy some things off our website and get them in time for Christmas. We're sending things priority, but Friday is like the last day. You can't get it after that. If you haven't gotten our game to Bethlehem, get that. If you haven't gotten that and you need to get this, the Unidad Daily Calendar, the 2000 Unidad Daily Calendar. It's a page a day. It sits on your desk. You rip off the little pages. I just continue to hear men who comment about how this worked in their lives. Wives who said, we have so many great memories because of that little calendar. Even though I got a comment on my website the other day about some guy wrote it. He goes, he has this calendar, and he says, I can't wait till it's December the 31st. You know, it's not very deep, you know. So you tell me to go get candy canes for my family sometime in December. Like, what's the point in that? You know, what's the point in that? That stuff is eternal. I'm telling you, Dad, the things that you remember now are not the big, huge things that your dad leading family devotions. It is those little things when your dad did something out of the ordinary to show how much you mean to him. I'll tell you, those things are huge. Some of our kids would kill to have their dad bring a little candy cane home from work. Some of our wives would kill for a husband who would do some little thing to show them how much he cares, to step out of our little practical, you know, business world and bring a little candy cane home at Christmas, to play a game with our kids at Christmas time. Because games are important? No, but because kids are important, and they like to spend time with their dad. So, if you haven't gotten to Bethlehem, our Christmas game, get it. I'm telling you, you order by Friday, we'll get it to you before Christmas, and I guarantee you'll have a great time. Your kids will have a great time. You get that little calendar, I guarantee we'll have that in your stocking before Christmas if you order by Friday. Get some for your brother-in-law, for the guys in your church, whatever. We make a special deal if you get a bunch of them. But I'm telling you, those things matter. Whew, we're out of time. The music's playing. It won't be long. It won't be long before it's Christmas. Dad, here's an incredible thought. This might be your last Christmas with your family. Maybe it will be. Maybe you won't be there next year. Maybe you'll have a child who won't be there. Maybe your wife won't be there. You make the most of this one. You to dad.